moved into the same neighborhood. She started this blog that her husband, Scott, promoted quite a bit. And I started reading it and went, oh my goodness, people need to read this blog. People need to see what Christy has to say. And I got to know Christy personally quite a bit more after she became my neighbor. We got to reconnect and really get to know each other more as adults rather than college students. And I started reading a lot of this stuff and approached her one day and said, you know, we need to get more people like looking at this for you. The stuff that she has to say, I just felt like was very strong life lesson type things. And then also knowing the battle that Christy is in the middle of right now. Christy has been battling stage 4 cancer for 5 years. Cancer for 5 years, stage 4 for 2 years, and I've seen her growth and the changes and her wonderful way of connecting with other people in the middle of it. So we are very excited to let her come and speak to you guys. So let me introduce to you Christy Perkins.
Today, so I'm a little bit weak today, but I appreciate this opportunity. It's kind of a whirlwind for Ronnie. About 2 months ago, they asked me to speak at this, and I said, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And 2 weeks later, I found myself in the doctor's office, and they were telling me I had weeks to months to live. And so my life kind of took a downward spiral, and I've had lots of visitors and lots of things, so the presentation hasn't been worked on super hard. And then I ditched out on her on Thursday and said, I can't do this. She's been doing a lot of back work, but I felt very strongly that I needed to be here today. So as of 10:30 this morning, we are on. So if you lead in prayer, now would be a really good time. How many of you are actually what you wanted to be when you grew up? Raise them high. Okay. Oh. Great, that makes me feel so much better. If anybody ever asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up, I would tell them, I want to be 88 years old. I've always wanted to be 88 years old. I wanted to wear crinkle top polyester pants, fuchsia lipstick, the white hair. But this is totally chemo. I didn't do this on purpose, so this just kind of came with the package deal. So I wanted to be 88 years old because all that wisdom that you gain when you're 88 years old, and I just wanted to have all this life experience. So how many of you have ever had your plans ruined before? Yeah, you guys are in the realtor's business, right? I mean, you have these ideas of how you're going to help people, and it doesn't always pan out. So that's kind of how I was going. My plans for my life are not ruined, but I just have a different course. And I want you to know it's okay. You know, it is okay with me. I'm trying to figure out where I need to go from here. So when I was in the doctor's office six weeks ago, they told me I was in complete liver failure. My cancer has spread everywhere. It's in my liver and my spleen and every vertebrae on my back and my hip, in my ribs and my lungs. And it's having a party in there. So I don't say that to make you feel sorry for me. I'm just telling you that life is beautiful because you may have these hard things that are coming your way and these hard things you have to deal with, but life and every day is beautiful. And I really have a very strong, firm feeling of that. And I know that you can have great joy in your difficulties in life. And the really awesome thing about liver failure, I have to tell you, is you turn yellow. So I'm tanner than I have ever been in my entire life. And my eyes are really bright yellow, so I tell my kids I can see in the dark. And then my teeth, they're really white looking. They were kind of yellow before, but now they're white. So there's a lot of perks to having liver failure. What I want to kind of go on is I just want to thank you guys for the atmosphere that you guys have. You guys are amazing. This is like, if I'm going to have a job, this is the job I want. You guys have that people connection. And I love that. I can feel the energy here. And I have to tell you that that has been my biggest blessing through my cancer journey is the people connection. There's been many times when I've been on my most difficult days, and it has been people and how they have connected with me. And I want to share a little bit of that. One of my most difficult days, I had, you know, you get, I had neuropathy really bad. I don't know if you've ever had neuropathy. My hands and feet were burning. I couldn't taste my food. So that's kind of like one of those things that you take for granted. So I couldn't taste any of my food. You taste oatmeal. You don't think that oatmeal has a flavor, but it does. I remember eating the oatmeal, and big alligator tears were dropping down because I didn't feel good. I felt sick, and I was sitting there, and I said, you know what? I don't think I can go on anymore. And so I said a little prayer, and I just said, I can't do this anymore. And so I went and sat on the couch, and my husband left. And as he left out the door, all of a sudden he came back in, and he had a package. And somebody had left a package on my door, and I popped it open. And what it was a Levi rag quilt. Now, you have to know this about me. I have always wanted a Levi rag quilt. I'm just too lazy to make it, and I'm not a very good sewer. I once made a shirt, and it didn't turn out so well. So I had this Levi rag quilt, and immediately my heart melted, because in that moment, somebody had dropped that off at the exact moment that I needed it. And it was a message of hope. They had a little tag, and it said, we hope you can enjoy many more nights looking at the stars. And that's like one of my most favorite things to do, is lay out on the blanket with my kids and look at shooting stars. And nobody knew that about me. And the interesting thing is, when you have thoughts, you act on them. And I know you guys are good at that within your business. And you have no idea the simple little things that you say, the simple little things that you do, and how they impact you and how they make a difference. So that day, it wasn't about the rag quilt. It was just about following a thought. And it came in a really timely manner. And people matter. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned through this whole cancer journey, is people are important, and you guys are people. I know that. And the little thoughts that you act on, the little things that you do, they're making a difference, and you don't think that they're doing much. I remember particularly one day, there was a neighbor, and they didn't have very much money, and she stopped by my house, and she dropped off a little thing of raspberries and a book. And it really touched my heart to know that simple little act was her reaching out to me. So the little things do matter that we do. So in February of 2016, I was re-diagnosed with cancer, or with stage 4 cancer. And I just have to tell you that you can find peace in your difficult situations and your difficult things that you're going through. Who's ever had a hard day? Oh, yeah, there's some way raised hands there, right? Hard days come, right? But you can find peace in these really difficult days. How do you do it?
God.
Absolutely. That is where I go. I go to God too, and that's, if you don't believe in a higher power, you send your heart out to what you believe. I believe in God, and He has carried me. And I like I can't be where I am or feel the happiness that I feel without my God. And he has carried me so many times, and I want you to know that he is real, and he is there for you when you struggle. So when I was diagnosed again the second time, and I knew it was stage 4 cancer, I knew I was not getting out of this. I wasn't going to get my 88 years old like I wanted. But it's okay, you know. It's okay. Like, Heavenly Father has this plan for me. And I just want you to know that that day after I was diagnosed, I was standing in the doorway, and there was a peace that just completely washed over me. And I want you to remember this phrase when you're having a difficult day. No matter what happens, it's going to be okay. No matter what happens, it's going to be okay. I have 4 little boys at home that I worry about. We know it's going to be okay. And there's a lot of comfort and peace in that. So I challenge you to find your peace in your difficult days, because they will carry you and they will help you to be extraordinary. I already know that everybody here has extraordinary things in them. And you guys maximize that. You follow those thoughts in your head. You follow what you do, because there's nobody else in this room that can do what you can do. And when you follow those thoughts, guess what? You feel happy. And I'm here to tell you, I am happy. I'm not sad I'm dying. I'm not. I'm happy because I know that I'm trying my best every day. And I'm grateful for all the many blessings that come to my life because of difficult things. I want you to know life is beautiful. When you're on the verge of giving up, those are the days you push. I remember one particular day that I get kind of what's called I got a chemo fuzzy head. You guys have probably heard of that before. And I just can't think straight. I can't read. I can't do anything like that. And anyways, I remember praying and asking that I could just get past this, you know, fuzzy head thing. I just didn't like where I was. And so I said a prayer. And the funny thing is, you got to follow these thoughts. The thought was that the thing that I needed to do to get past this fuzzy head was to read. And I was like, you're kidding me. Like, I can't, you know? And so I kind of ignored the thought. And then the thought came back again. Read. And so I went and found, for me, I found the scriptures. You may find a book that you really love, whatever. And I read, and it took me 30 minutes to get through a paragraph. And it was really difficult, but it was the very thing that I needed to do. So when those little thoughts come to you, they're meant to help you. And I was grateful for that. And on the other side of that, you're overcoming. You're overcoming your weaknesses. You're overcoming things. And it's a huge blessing. I just want to end with this thought. And thank you for this opportunity to be here. And I just want you to know that I honestly feel your vibe in here. You guys are incredible people. Take that piece with you and go share it with everybody, because I feel that in here. You guys are incredible. But I want to end with this little thought, and it's by, oh boy, a teeny day growlet. And it says, I shall pass through this life but once. Any good thereof that I can do, or any kindness I can show to any fellow creature, let me do it now. Let me not deter nor neglect it. for I shall not pass this way again. So I just want to close and let you know that it is a privilege to be here with you guys. And go out there and be an extraordinary. Go out and do what your heart tells you to do. And you'll find much joy and success in your life. Okay, thank you for letting me be here.
Thank you. It's amazing to be here with you. We are very grateful for our sponsors, and we wanted to give them just a little bit of time. I think we're going to give some of them